السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Inshallah, today I'm going to walk you through some exercise on the rules of Nun Sakina. Talking to some of the students before, a lot of people are still pretty confused. So we'll take it step by step. I'm requesting everybody to take a piece of paper and pencil or pen so that you write along with whatever I'm saying. So first, what I would like you to do, in one sheet of paper, please write down some of the words that I'm telling you. And then later on, we are going to do some analysis of these words, okay? So the first word I would like you to write is Hudal lil muttaqeen. It is from Ayah 2 of Surah Al-Baqarah. You see Hudan, write the word Hudan with two fatha, and then lil muttaqeen. The second word I want you to write is yunfiqoon, which is the last word of ayah number 3. The third word, unzila, unzila. This is in ayah number 4, unzila. The next word, which is our fourth word, min qablika, min qablika. Fifth word, hudan, min. Actually, you can write hudan and then the word min. So it becomes meme with a shadda. Hudam min. It is in ayah number 5. This is our fifth word. Hudam min. Okay. Let's move over to ayah number 6. Write the word sawa'un alayhim. You can look at the mushaf for the spelling. Sawa'un. Hamza with two pesh. Sawa'un alayhim. Word number 7 is anzartahum. Anzartahum. Alif noon. Anzartahum. Okay. Number 8. This is your word number 8. Tunzirhum. Tunzirhum. This is also from Ayah 6. And this is our word number 8. Word number 9 is Rishawatun. Rishawatun walahum. And word number 10 is Adabun Azim. This is also from ayah number 7. Adabun Azim. Okay, how about we stop here, analyze these 10 words, and then proceed, inshallah. So now what I would like you to do is make 4 columns on a piece of paper and number them 1, 2, 3, and 4. On column number 1, please write this word, Al-Izhar. Alif Lam Al, Alif Kasra, E, and the letter Va, Iv. Ha, the small Ha, Alif Ra, Al-Izhar. In column number 2, I want you to write Al-Iqlab. Al-Iq with the Alif and Qaf, Iq, لام الف لا انباء الاقلاب. كولم نمبر 3 ال ادغام الف دال اد غين الف ميم الادغام. And column number 4, write al ikhfa. Al ikhfa alif lam al alif kha ikhfa alif hamza al ikhfa. Now these are the 4 rules that we have to learn to do our recitation properly. Under al izhar column, I want you to remember that the rule of izhar applies when the huruf halq comes in. There are 6 alphabets that come from your throat, and we have discussed this previously, but I'm still repeating it again. Draw a stick on the paper and write on the bottom of the stick the letter hamza and choti ha, in the middle ayn and big ha, and on the top ghain and letter kha. Again, I will repeat. Hamza ha on the bottom, ayn ha in the middle, ghain kha on the top. What are these 6 letters? These are the letters of izhar. When these letters come after a noon or a tanween sign, then you have to make a clear noon sound. Okay, so this was the rule for al-izhar. Under the iqlab column, I just want you to write only one alphabet, letter ba. And under the third column, al-idgham, I want you to write yar malun, ya ra, mim, lam, waw, noon. These 6 alphabets, yar malun. It's easy to remember. If you say Yarmalun, then it is Al-Idgham. And all the other letters, I'm not going to write them. You can just write the rest. All the rest of the letters that is not in any one of these 3 columns will go into Al-Ikhfa. You don't have to memorize Al-Ikhfa letters. Just memorize Al-Izhar is 6, Iqlab is 1, Idgham is 6. Okay? Now, from the 10 words that we got, I want us that we will analyze them and see which column they go into. So our first word was Hudan lil Muttaqin from ayah number 2. Now I want you to take a look at the spelling Hudan. Hudan has got what? 2 fatha. Whenever you have the an, un, in sound, then look for the next alphabet in the next word, which is a lam. Lam has got a shadda, right? So this is lam shadda means, first of all, you see the shadda and it reminds you that it has to come from the idgham column. Okay, so make a note that usually you will see a shadda on top of yarmalun. If you are using the Pakistani desi Quran mushaf, then you will always see this shadda on top of ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, and noon. So it tells you have to do idgham. So hudan lil muttaqin becomes hudallil, hudallil. When you catch the shadda, hudal, this is al idgham. Idgham means we merge it, that what the sound of the dal is joined with the lam, hudal. I'm not saying hudan lil. I cannot say hudan anymore. The noon sound has to go away. It will be going into lam. Hudal. Hudal lil muttaqin. So is everybody clear? What is idgham? Idgham is when you have 2 zair, 2 zabar, 2 pesh or noon with a sukoon, and the next alphabet will carry a shadda from any of the 6 letters of Yarmalun. Okay? Hudal lil muttaqin. So this is your first word. Word number 1 goes into column number 3. Okay? Now from your list, the second word was yunfiqoon. Yunfiqoon, you see there's a noon, yun. The noon has a sukoon. So whenever you see a noon sukoon, or if you're using the Uthmani script, then this is a noon that has no sukoon. So that is easy for you if you're using that script. But if you're using the Pakistani script, you will see a sukoon on the noon. Now you have to decide, are you going to say yunfiqoon or yunfiqoon? So we look at the next alphabet, letter fa. Quickly you have to decide, is fa coming from your throat? Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha? No. So it is not your izhar. This is not letter ba, okay? So it is not from the second column. And this does not, fa is, does not carry a shadda. So it is not coming from al-idgham also. So if it is not from column 1 or 2 or 3, then it is from column number 4, which is al-iqfa. So you have to hide the noon. Yunfiqoon. I hope everybody is understanding what I'm saying. I'll give you a chance to have your questions afterwards. But here, so our job is to look at the noon when it has no sign, or it just has a sukoon on it, and go to the next alphabet. The next alphabet is fa. Fa does not belong to izhar or iqlab or iqfa. So it has to be, or idgham. It has to be al-iqfa. That means you have to hide the sound. Everybody say with me, yunfiqoon. Okay, now let us go to ayah number 4. Our third word was unzila. Unzila, alif pesh u and noon. And then the third letter is zal, right? After noon with the sukoon, you have zal. Ask yourself the same question. Is zal one of my izhar letters? Is it coming from the throat? Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha? No. Is it coming from my iqlab column, which is letter ba? No. Zal is not letter ba. Okay. So unzila, and go to the third column. Is there a shadda on zal? No. So this is not coming from al idgham either. So unzila is our iqfa sound. Unzila. Everybody, unzila. Okay, now let us go to the fourth word, min qablika. So min, nun sukoon, followed by letter qaf. Again, ask yourself, is qaf coming from my throat? Is it hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha? No. Is it iqlab letter ba? No. Is it idgham yarmalun? No. Qaf does not fall into any of these three categories. So qaf has to be iqfa. So I have to hide the noon. Min qablika. Everybody, min qablika. Okay. Let's go to our next word, hudan min, which is coming from ayah number 5. Hudan. Again, we have hudan and then we have meem. Now, you see there's a shadda on the meem. I told you that on the idgham letters, which is our column 3 letters, you are going to see shadda. So, hudan, 2 zabar followed by a shadda. That means it is idgham. You have to merge the noon sound into the meem sound. Hudam, hudam mir rabbihim. So this goes into your column of al-idgham. Letter number 5, word number 5 goes into idgham Our sixth word was sawa'un alayhim, right? Sawa'un. Now you have two pesh. Sawa'un. What is the next word? Ayn. It starts with Ayn. Is Ayn coming from my throat? Hamza, ha, Ayn, ha, Ghain, ha. Yes. So this is a izhar letter. So when the izhar letter is coming, we have to say the un sound clearly. So I have to say sawa'un alayhim. I will not say sawa'un, okay, or sawa'un. No, I have to say the pesh sound clear. Sawa'un alayhim. So this is al izhar. This goes into column number 1. So your number 6 word goes into column 1. Next word, anzartahum, anzartahum. So alif and noon with a sukoon followed by the letter thal. Same question, is thal coming from your throat? Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain ha? No. So it is not izhar letter. Is it an iqlab letter? No, thal is not ba. Okay. Is it an idgham letter? Does it have a shadda on the thal? No. So it has to be the last column. It has to be al-iqfa. Because it is al-iqfa, you are going to hide the noon sound, hold it to harakat. You say, anzartahum. Everybody, anzartahum. Okay. Number 7. Your word number 7 goes into al-ikhfa. Word number 8 is tunzirhum. Okay. Again, you have the noon sukun followed by thal. Just like the one before. And we already know that thal is going to be then ikhfa. So you say tunzirhum. Everybody? Tunzirhum. So our word number 8 goes into al-ikhfa. Okay. Word number 9 was ghishawatun wa walahum. So now you see ghishawatun is two pesh, ghishawatun. Then you have waw. In the Pakistani mushaf, you have waw coming with a shadda. Tashdeed. So I told you the shadda letters are from Yarmalun. Remember? It's the idgham. It's one of our idgham letters. Yarmalun. Lam waw noon. Wow. So ghishawatun is followed by waw. So you're going to merge the sound. You're going to say ghishawatun walahum. Everybody? Ghishawatun walahum. When you do this connection, the sound is going to come from your nose. Tunwa, tunwa. Okay? So this is nasal sound. Ghunna. Ghishawatun walahum. So this falls under al-idgham. So this was our word number 9. And it goes under al-idgham column. Okay. Our word number 10 was azabun azim. So azabun is what? Two pesh, right? And next letter is ayn. What is this letter ayn? Is this izhar letter? Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha? Yes. So if it is izhar, you put it under the izhar column. Your word number 10 goes under izhar column. You have to say the un sound. Adabun azim. One tip for you. When you do adabun, don't make it long. Don't say adabun azim. No. When I'm doing izhar, I just say the sound un and quickly go to the next sound. Adabun azim. So alhamdulillah, I think things are getting a little clear for you. And inshallah, we will do more ayahs in our next class. And if you just want to do ahead of me. You can find some words, you can make your own list, and when we talk in class, you can check your work and see if you did it correctly or not. May Allah help you. Make dua. Inshallah, you will learn and you will be able to read the Quran properly. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وما علينا إلا البلاغ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته